Bezrus Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Chaf Chesin Meseches Kiddushin. It is a short daf that discusses a few important topics. Number one, we're going to pick up our discussion on daf Chaf Zayin Amud Beis about the halachos of Gilgul Shvua, and that is that once one is making one Shvua, then we could be Megalgel and be Mechayiv the individual another Shvua, we being Bezdin, to make another Shvua, even though min haTorah he's not Chayiv that Shvua, which was made reference to in the Mishnah that had told us, Zokikin es hanechasim mishubadim, him nechasim she'enam mishubadim. That means the Mishnah had described on Chav Vav Amid Aleph that one, if one makes a Shvua on Karka, and min haTorah, one can only make a Shvua on Karka, then, in such an instance, Bezdin could also, if they think Ruvain, who's making a Shvua on Karka, also owes money, he could make a Shvua as well on the money. That's going to be a discussion in the beginning of Chav Ches Amid Aleph, and then we're going to have the halachos of kinyanim, continuing on with the halachos of kinyanim, and that is, when is a kinyan binding? What if one party has done the kinyan and not the other party? And that will take us into the kinyan of chalipin. Really, the subject of the Mishnah Chaf Ches Amid Aleph is chalipin, and that's going to be the subject of Amud Beis, and really most of the daf. So let's pick up with Chav Zayin Amud Beis, where the Gemara has found a source for Gilgul Shua, in the sense that we take a look at Sota, and the Pasuk tells us, Va'amra Isha Amen Amen, the woman says Amen twice. Why twice? So Chazal say, Amen al Shvuazu, Va'amen al Shvua Acher, that once we're making a make a Shvua, this sota is a woman that was secluded with one man, that we are afraid, we don't know, we are afraid that she was mezana with that man, and we therefore make her make a shvua and go through the whole process of sota. So then we also, if there's any belief that she was mezana with another man, we make her make a shvua on that other man as well. So that's the concept, the source of Gilgul Shvua. Asks the Gemara two lines from the bottom of Chav Zayin Amud Beis, Ashka Chan Sota, Di Isura. So we see the concept of Gilgul Shvua when it comes to Sota, that's Isur. Mimona Minol, but how do we know that when it comes to monetary matters, there is a Shvua? Tan Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, a Shvua of Gilgul. Kal V'chomer, we make a Kal V'chomer. Ma Sota Shlo Nitna Lihitave Be'eit Echad. When it comes to Sota, in order to, for her to make a Shvua, you need two Edim, explains Rashi on the top lines, that saw that she was Nistara. That's the opinion of the Amoraim that we follow in Maseches Sota. Different opinions over there, but we follow the opinion that says that you need two Edim. And therefore, if you need two Edim, that she was alone with somebody, without that, she does not drink the Mesota, and she doesn't do the Shvua and the Gilgul, etc. And therefore, Eid Echad is not enough. Mammon, when it comes to money, Eid Echad has power. Sheniten li'itava be'Eid Echad. That if one aid says that I owe you money, so then in such a case, I don't have to pay you back. Al pishnayim aidim yokum davar, only with two. However, Chazal darshin, lo yokum Eid Echad be'ish, lo yokum l'mammon. If there's an Eid Echad against me that says I owe you $100, I don't have to pay. Aval kamhu l'shvua. I do have to make a shvua. So Eino Din, would it not be a Kal V'chomer that Sota, which is harder to be Mechayiv, it does have a Chiyuv of Gilgul Shvua. So certainly, when it comes to Mamonos, which is weaker, certainly you would have a Gilgul Shvua. Eino Din Shemagalgalin, says the Gemara, Ashkecham Bivadai. So now, you've proven me, when it comes to a case of Vadai, if there's a Tainas Bari, so then in such an instance, there would be a Gilgul Shua. Safek Pinalam. But what happens if we're talking about a case of a Safek? Rashi explains the Dibra Maschel Minalam, that the source for Shua only appears when there is a Tainas Vadai. The Torah Akdosha says, Ki'iten Ish. The parasha of Shavuot starts when it is clear to a person that he left his object by a shomer, and the shomer didn't return to him. So then in such a case, you have a Shavuot. So the whole concept of Shavuot by Mammon, explains Rashi in Dibur HaMaschil, Safek, only exists in regards to Shavuot, which is the standard Shavuot, as we mentioned, the Shavuot's Vadai. However, there are a couple of cases where the Shavuot is going to be a Shavuot's Safek. Rashi explains there in Shavuot's Hashutvim, or Arisen Shecholku, that the Mishnah Shavuot's Amem Heim and Aleph describes that people who are dividing, so then in such a case, there isn't a regular Shavuot because it's only a Taina Shema. However, you can be Megalgal a Shavuot onto them. So the Gemara, according to Rashi, is asking the following Kasha. The Gemara is asking, Ashkechon Bivadai, I see that you want to learn out from Sota that when you have one Gilgal, one Shavuot, you could be Megalgal onto another. So I found Sot through a Kal V'chomer. So from Sot, you're going to learn a Kal V'chomer, that if there's a Vadai Shavuas HaShomrim, you can be Megalgal a Tainas Vadai, even though Min HaTorah there is no Shavuot. However, Safek Minala, what happens if the Sefkin Shavuot is in itself a Tainas Safek? And here, Rashi in Dibur HaMaschil Minalon explains that if it's only a Safek, so then this, you can't say you learn out from Sota, because Sota, the first Shavuot, is also only a Safek. So the only thing you could argue you can learn from Sota is either Vadai to Vadai, Rashi argues, or Safek to Safek. But Vadai to Safek, that you won't be able to learn out. Ashkechon bevadai safik minala. Answers the Gemara, Tanya Reb Shimon bar Yochai Omer. Reb Shimon bar Yochai taught us the following drasha. Nemar shvua bechutz v'nemar shvua bifnim. We have cases of shvua inside the Beis HaMikdash, that's Sota, shvua bifnim. And we have shvuas outside, and that is the shvuas of Mammon. Ma shvua amura bifnim, just like when it comes to the shvua that is done in the Beis HaMikdash, we have Gilgul shvua. And asa basafek kivadai. We treat the safek of the second man that we don't even know that she was alone with him. Nevertheless, we give it the halacha like the man that she was alone with, and we're megalgal shvua. Av shvua mura b'chutz. So too, when it comes to shvua that's made outside, asa basafek kivadai, even though the second shvua is only a safek, and really, when it comes to dinei shvua, as we saw in Rashi Dibur HaMaschil, safek, dinei shvua, you're not chayiv if there isn't a tainas bari. Nevertheless, when it comes to Gilgul, asa basafek kivadai. That's how Reb Shimon bar Yochai explained the source for Gilgul Shvua. The Gemara continues, Ad Heichon Gilgul Shvua. How far does the concept of Gilgul Shvua go? We just said that any time that you're going to have a Shvua that needs to be made, Min HaTorah, so then in such a case, we could add on any Shvuas. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav says the scope is the following. Da Amar Lei Hishav Ali She'ein Avdiyata. Even in a case of an instance where Reuven owes Shimon a Shavua, let's say it's a Shavua Sashomri, and Reuven needs to make a Shavua to Shimon, if Shimon says, okay, now I want you to make a Shavua that you're not my Evet, and that is far out. In general, if Reuven comes over, Shimon comes over to Reuven and says, you're my Evet, Reuven does not have to make a Shavua that he's not his Evet. Nevertheless, the power, the scope of Gilgul Shavua is such that he can even say, Yishav Ali Shein Avdiyata. Ahu Shemute Mishamtinan Le. The Gemara goes back to the statement of Rav and says, really, you're going to act in such a manner? If there's a chiyuv of Gilgul Shvua, the halacha is that you're going to even allow Shimon to be Tovea Reuven for a Shvua that he's not his Evet? But you would put him in Cherim in general. If Shimon approaches a Reuven with such a claim, then we would put him into nidui. Desanya, we learned in a brisa. Hakoire lechaveroi eved. If you allege that your friend, if Shimon alleges that Reuven is an eved, yehei benidui. He goes into cherem. Mamzer, if he alleges that Reuven is a mamzer, seifig es arbaim. Then he gets malchus. Rasha, if he alleges that he is a rasha, yoredimai lechayov. Then you beat him up. When, if we'd be learning bi'iyun, we would point out and try to analyze why Rashi says kloimar. Rashi says klomar lezu ein bezdin niskakim. Why did Rashi say klomar? For this, bezdin would not go and beat him up. Avalhu mutla sanoso va'af lemait parnasaso uleirid liminaso. Some translate to beat him. According to Rashi, what it means is to make his life extremely difficult. So, either way, to allege that someone is either an Eved, a Mamzer, or a Rasha. Now here, what does the word Rasha mean? So how could it possibly be, leaving aside what the definition of Rasha is, maybe Rasha just means that he calls him Stama Rasha, or Rasha could possibly refer to the status of Rasha who's Pasul Le'edus, as described in Sanhedrin. Either way, how could it possibly be that you could be Megalgo Shvua if Shimon alleges that Reuven is his Eved? You're not allowed to do that. Elo Amar Rava, so Rava says that's not the case where the line of Gilgo Shvua lies. Rava says, Hishavali Shalonim Kartali Be'eved Ivri. That Shimon says, swear that you, Reuven, were not sold to me as an Eved Ivri. Says the Gemara. But that's not a Chiddush at all, that you could do a Gilgal Shvua on that. That's a fair claim. Why would I have ever thought, once you have the concept of Gilgal Shvua, that you can't do Gilgal on that? In such a case, then there's money that Reuven has by him that's really Shimon's. What that means, of course, is that Reuven could be working in Shimon's house now, and he's not. Says Gemara, Rava l'tamei. The answer to that question is that it is a chiddush according to Rava. Da'ama Rava eved ivri gufay konu. Rava's of the opinion that you own the guf of the eved, and that's the nature of the kinyan. What the Gemara is doing when it says gufay konu is the Gemara is contrasting it to mamona islay gabe. And the Gemara is saying that there isn't a monetary relationship between Reuven the Eved and Shimon the Master. Rather, it's only Gufay Kanui. This is a big sugya Gufay Kanui that we had about Daf Tezvav, Tezayin, and Yud Zayin. And here the Gemara is shedding a new light on the expression of Gufay Kanui by the Gemara describing over here that it's not a monetary ownership at all that the Adon has. Wait, then what ownership does he have? The answer is that Gufay Kanui means that his status as a Jew in terms of his marital relations is different. It's what the Rishonim referred to as, the Ramban and his Talmidim, as a Kinyan Isur. And that is that the only, according to this Gemara would seem, ownership that the master has over the Eved is one that he's allowed to ask him to live with a Shifcha Knanis. And therefore, there is no translatable monetary loss that Shimon is incurring due to Reuven not being his Eved. Which is a little bit of a chidush, because at the end of the day, we know that, as we mentioned in the Havamina of the Gemara, Reuven's been the Eved. Reuven works for Shimon the entire time. We learned it's Mishnas Schar Sachir. Yet nevertheless, the Gemara says that the relationship is defined in terms of Gufay Kanoi and not the Mamona Iska Boy. Says Gemara, okay, fine. You have a brilliant lamdus to transform the relationship between the Eved and the Adon. But at the end of the day, Iachi Hainu Karka. But at the end of the day, he's no less than karka. An eved is hukish lekarko, as one could argue. Although that in itself is a little bit difficult, because generally we say that eved kanani is hukish lekarkos. Over here we're talking about an eved ivri, so probably the Gemara does not mean it literally that the eved ivri is like karka, but the ownership of the adon is, you're right, not mammon, but it's no less than karka. Says the Gemara, "Mal d'seme karku davidi inshi d'mezavni b'tzina." When it comes to land, people sometimes sell land privately. In other words, Shimon could allege that no one else knows that you sold me, you Reuven sold me the property, and therefore I don't even have an eid echad. That could be what the Gemara is referring to over here, to prove that you are chayiv to me a shvua. And once you're chayiv me, say a shvua sashomrim, so I'll be megalgal onto you a shvua on karka. So maybe only there will we say that gilgul shvua is acceptable. Now the same manachem al deli gemara karka hu davidi inshin mezavni bitzina. Since when it comes to karka, it's normal for people to sell the land privately. Imisa de zavin, and Shimon could allege that even if it was sold less lekala. Hi, but when it comes to Evan, Isa Dezavin, call it Islay. So therefore, the Gemara's question that it's obvious that you have Gilgul Shvua on the allegation that Reuven is an Evan, because it's no different than the allegation that Reuven had sold his land to Shimon and no one knows about it. That is, those two cases are different. And just because you know that the halach is that when it comes to Karka, there is a little Shvua, we don't know for sure that there is a Shvua when it comes to Evet. Because Karka has a particular svara of why there should be Gilgul. Kamash Malan, and that's why we learned that the Chidush, according to Rav, is that the scope of Gilgul Shvua even includes an Evet. Now there's a basic question that bothered me as we read the Gemara, and that is there's a Beferish Gemara in Bava Basra that seems to be against this Gemara. And that is that the Gemara in Bava Basra Naf Membeis says the exact opposite. The Gemara says that in general Karka has a kol, and it's only sold Bifarhesia. So the Oz Vahadar in the Hagos Siunim makes this point that on Daf Membeis im Bava Basra, and the Rishonim over there asked that Lechura, this Gemara is Nisteres, the Rishonim over there seem to be contradicted by the suggestion over here of the Gemara that Avidi Inshi Demezavni Bitsina, while in Bava Basra Membeis, we generally assume the opposite, Vamevin Yavin, that is behind many of the halachos of Chavra Islay and halachos of Kol connected to the halachos of Shibudim, that there's an assumption that when it comes to Karka there is a Kol and that it's not done privately. So that requires real Iyun, which is beyond our scope. We begin Be'ezer Hashem, the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah talks about a very important kinyan, the sugya of Chalipin. The sugya of Chalipin is probably most prominently found in Meseches Kiddushin. We had on Daf Gimel Amid Aleph the Gemara explaining why we'd have a Havamina that Chalipin would be Kona for an Isha for Kiddushin. We have a very important tesis on the bottom of Gimel Amid Aleph and Rashi about kinyan Chalipin. And not only that, you see in the yeshivas, because unfortunately they don't learn at the pace of the Daf Yomi, but in the yeshivas they normally often don't get to Daf Chav Ches Amid Aleph B'Iyun. Hopefully they get to Daf Chav Ches and B'Kiyus, and often they know the sugya of Chalipin from Daf Gimel, but really the Mishnah that discusses Chalipin is in Kedushin Chav Ches Amid Aleph today's Daf. Kol Anas Adomim B'Acher Kivan Shezach Hazeh Mischayev ze bechalipav. Now this is a complicated expression of the Mishnah, and we will try to explain it slowly. The expression kol anase bedamim means anything that is normally susceptible to the process of commerce with money. So kol anase bedamim, anything that is normally used when it comes to money be'acher that is used for transferring a domain of an object, in other words, moving an object from Reuven to Shimon, which the Mefarshim point out, kol anas adamim ba'acher generally is money. What normally you do to transfer something is you pay money for it, and then the item is transferred. Kivon shezocha zeh, when the mocher is zocha in the kesef, nischayiv zeh bechalipav, then automatically the object is transferred. And now the mission explains. Ketzad, hichlif shara shar bipara, o chamor bishar, if in the place of money you are transferring a par by giving a shar, or you are getting a shar in the place of a chamor, kivan shezal chazeh, once the seller gets the shar, nischayiv zeh bechalipav, the seller now has to give the chamor. A little bit of a complicated lashon in our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, chalipin mainihu. What type of chalipin are we talking about? Harezin ischayiv zeh bichalipav. The Gemara in the Hava Mina suggests that the case was actually a case of money. Gemara on Amud Beis is going to ask that the Seifa did not seem to be a case of money. But let's now stay in the Hava Mina. Chalipin mainihu. What exactly is the case of chalipin? What are you transferring? Presumably, says the Gemara, matbeya, that you're using a coin. Shmamina, we see from here, matbeya nasa chalipin. Now, this is an important sugya in Perek Hazov, Adaf Mem Dalid. And the way in which most understand the concept of matbeya nasa chalipin is as follows. Even though there's a rule that ma'os einon konos, as Tosis describes in Dibra Maschel Shmamina, and that means, no, it does not mean that money doesn't acquire in a practical sense, but it does mean that a transfer of money is not the conclusion of the transaction Minatora. And that is that Minatora, according to many opinions, it's a discussion amongst Amorayim, but according to many opinions, money only acquires after there has been Meshicha of the item that is being bought. Again, if Reuven is buying something from Shimon, Reuven gives Shimon money, he doesn't acquire the cow until he gives the money and he then drags the cow. The critical part is he needs to drag the cow as well. However, what happens if Reuven and Shimon say they're not doing kinyan kesef, they're not doing kinyan maos, but rather they're doing chalipin? So that is, as Tosis describes, kinyan sudar, a symbolic kinyan. As we mentioned in the past, the classic example of kinyan sudar that many people are familiar with is at a chasen's dish, that the chasen picks up a handkerchief and he's being mechayiv himself to the ksuba. That's a kinyan. Sometimes people think it's a photo op. It's not a photo opportunity. It's an actual kinyan that's taking place where the chasen is meshabed himself to his wife. That kinyan of sudar does not require anything else. It's a symbolic expression of his chayvus. Says the Gemara, it's a Gemara in Bava Metzia as well, can matbeya serve as a chalipin? That's two opinions in Bava Metzia on Daf Mem Dalet. Says our Gemara, shmamino matbeya nasa chalipin. If we learn that our Mishnah is talking about a case of a coin, and we say, once the item is given, oh, what's that item? A matbeya, a coin, that's being used as kinyan sudar. So we see that not only does a kinyan sudar do chalipin, but a coin could be used for chalipin. Again, one would ask, why do you need to say that the coin is chalipin? The coin is kesef. The answer is that without turning the coin into a sudar, then the kinyan would not be completed until the animal is dragged. But from our Mishnah, we see that you could get around that if you use the matbeya as a chalipin. Chalipin ma'inu matpeh shma'amino matpeh nasa chalipin. Could you learn the Mishnah that way? That our Mishnah will be a proof of that big discussion in Perek Hazav in Bava Metzia. No. This is not Bava Metzia. This is Kedushin. Hachi Kamer. The Mishnah means to say something else. Kol anishim domim ba'acher. If you're going to use money, any item that needs to be assessed, that requires shuma, and that has a value, that means any metaltalin, a car, any other item, kol anisha domim ba'acher, anything that requires to be assessed as a value of something else. Kivan shezacha zeh, once Reuven is zoche in that item, nischai b'chalipin, then Reuven has to pay the other item. Again, the idea that kinyan sudar is binding even if both items don't have a maisa kinyan, as long as you do the kinyan sudar, there is a hischaivus. That's what our Mishnah is saying. Kol hanisham domim b'acher. Now our Mishnah is kol hanase domim. The Gemara now is saying that it's something that's nisham, something that has a value that is assessed, that is being transferred b'acher with another item. Once kivan shezocha zeh, once Reuven is zoche in that item, mischayv b'chalip, and he has to pay the other part. In contrast, of course, to kesef, as we mentioned above. Continues the Gemara on the top line. Dekanami, diktani, the way we read it must be correct. Because when it comes to the kinyan described in our Mishnah, we're not talking about a matbeya. We're talking about transferring a car for a cow. Dekanami, diktani, ketzat, hichlif, shar bipara. He's transferring an ox for a cow. Oh, chamor bishar. Shmamina. So we see from here that our Mishnah is not involved with the sugya matbeya nasa chalipin, as was the pashtus, I thought, of reading the Mishnah itself. Well, requires a little bit of iyun, the havamina of the Gemara. Why did the Gemara think that we were talking about matbeya, even if the example of the Mishnah is para bishar? But nevertheless, that is the Gemara's maskana, and the Gemara says that we're not talking about the sugi matbeya nasa chalipin, but rather this is the Mishnah of kinyan chalipin. Says the Gemara, three lines from the top. L'may deselika daita meikara, de matbeya nasa chalipin, ma'keitzat. The Gemara is now bothered by our question, and that is, at the end of the day, then what would be the keitzat of the Mishnah if you learn that the Reisha is talking about a matbeya? And for the Hilgi Gemara, Hachi Kamar. This is what we're talking about. Peiris Nami Avdi Chalipin. That the Mishnah is saying two things. Number one, a matbeya would be Nasa Chalipin, as per the Hava Mina. And not only is matbeya Nasa Chalipin, but Peiros are also Nasa Chalipin. Now, this word Peiros doesn't only mean fruits. Peiros is, as described again in Perek Hazov, a general term. Peros will refer to any item that is not lasting like a utensil. The question revolves around the source of kinyan chalipin is a pasuk in Rus. V'zayis lefonim b'Yisrael ala geula v'ala tmura l'kayim kol davar. If you want anything to be binding, shlaf yishna loy v'nasan l'reyeyu. Interestingly, in Rus, the pasuk goes on a tangent. And when it describes the kinyan that was done with a shoe, we have a very, very important pasuk in kinyanim that says, and this is what's done by Israel. You take shlaf ish nalo. A shoe is used for what we refer to as kinyan sudar or kinyan chalipin. In regards to kinyan sudar and kinyan chalipin, so the pasuk refers specifically to a shoe. There's a machlokes amorayim whether any item could be used, including peros, or it has to be something that's lasting, like a kli. Now, what would you say in regards to an animal? Says the Gemara that when it comes to the halacha of chalipin, the Mishnah is telling us as follows. Hachi kamar, peros nami avdi chalipin. Fruits could also be chalipin. Why? Because an animal could serve for chalipin, because an animal is going to serve for chalipin as well. Ketzad, hichlif shar b'shar, hichlif b'shar, shar b'para, oh, bish, excuse me, hichlif b'sar shar b'para, if the meat of a animal is being used, of the ox, is being used to transfer for a cow, oh, b'sar chamor b'shar, or the meat of a chamor is being transferred with a shar, kivan shazeh, shezacha zeh, once Reuven has picked up the meat, nischaye b'chalipin, he needs to give the animal. Now the meat is clearly peros. There's no difference between the meat and peros themselves. So what do we see from our Mishnah? What we see is that when it comes to items that are bound to a shelf life, that they don't stay forever, but rather eventually they spoil, both fruits and meat, we see that chalipin could be done with them. According to this, then, of course, the gears of the Mishnah is bisar shar, or do you say, either way, that shar is referring to its meat as well, and not just a shar. Either way, the Gemara says that will prove Rav Sheshes' position. Hanichal Rav Sheshes, it works according to Rav Sheshes, the Omar Peiris of the Chalipin, who say that fruits can serve as Chalipin. And Rav Nachman, but according to Rav Nachman, the Omar Peiris, lo yavdi Chalipin, ma'ikal ameimar. So then how are you going to read the Mishnah? If the Mishnah is telling us, matbea nasa Chalipin, so then how are you going to read this line in the Mishnah? According to Rav Nachman, who says that Peiris cannot serve as Chalipin, then in such a case, what is the? How do we understand hichlif shar bipara? Isn't the Mishnah already telling us that we're talking about chalipin in the context of a matbeya? And then the seifa, what's the seifa talking about? The seifa can't be talking about Paris because Paris are lo avdi chalipin. Rashi explains that the question is not only on the havamina of matbea nasa chalipin. Even if you say matbea lav nasa chalipin, how is Rav Nachman going to explain the case of hichlif para bishar? Says the Gemara Hachi Kamar, yesh dam shein kechalipin. There are cases in chalipin. The Mishnah tells us the following, starting from the beginning of the Mishnah. What was the lashon ha-Mishnah? Let's turn back. The lashon was kol anosa damim ba'acher. What we're referring to over there is yesh damim shehen kechalipin. There are instances with a matbeya, according to Rav Nachman, that could serve as chalipin. Ketzat. Hichlif demei shar. So we're talking about money now, and we're talking about the money that's being used as a chalipin. Hichlif demei shar bepara. If he switches the money for a par, o demei chamar b'shar, or the money of a chamar with a shvar, so then in such a case, the Mishnah tells us it works. So what will come out according to Rav Nachman is that our Mishnah is specifically, the whole Mishnah, both the Reish and the Seifa, is spelling out a case of matbeya nasa chalipin. Of course, it can't be talking about peros, and therefore the ketzad, as is the simple pshat in the Mishnah, is explaining the resha, and the resha is talking about not a case of where you're switching a shar with a para. Both the resha and the sefer are talking about when you're switching the dami. So says the Gemara, Hachi kamer yesham shein chalipin ketzad hichlif demei shar bepara o demei chamar b'shar. If he's switching the value, says the Gemara, my time. Why would the halacha be that this is different than any other maos? The Gemara is asking that at the end of the day, the general rule of thumb is, as we've been assuming up until now, that maos eino konos. That when it comes to money, as we've mentioned earlier, that if you try to buy something with money, the kinyan is not complete until you do mashicha on the item itself. So why over here do we say, if it's hichlif demei shar bipar, you automatically kona? Says the Gemara, well, there's another opinion. We were quoting the opinion of Reish Lakish that appears in Bav Metzia and Bechoyres, Daf Yud Gimel, that says, Maos Einan Konos. However, suggests the Gemara now that our Mishnah, Savar Lak Rabbi Yechanan, holds like Rabbi Yechanan, Damar Dvar Teira, Maos Konos. That really, Minatora, once money is transferred, it's kona. Umatama amra mishicha kona. And why do they say in Mishnayis that the only time your kona is with mishicha? Gzeira, it was a gzeira shema yomu loi nisrafu chitecha ba'aliyah. We're afraid that the person who's going to receive the money is going to be a crook, and he's going to get the money and then say, oh, you bought wheat? The wheat just burnt down. So therefore, Chazal made that gzeira. However, milsa de shchicha gazur barabban, when it's something that's common, like a regular sale of a mekach, then they made the gzeira. Milsa de lo shchicha, but if it's a case that it is not common, then lo gazur barabban, then there is no gzeira. Now, what exactly is this case of milsa de lo shchicha, and why is our Mishnah a case of milsa de lo shchicha? In a case in where it is kesef, which is the normal case, so then the Chazal made the gzeira. However, in a case in which the individual already took a chov and said, I'm going to pay you back money, and they're makne the para, that's the milsa de lo shchicha. In other words, it would seem to me the pshat in the Gemara is as follows. Normally, when you go into a store and you buy, you buy. What does it mean to buy? You pull your wallet out, you pay money. Every once in a while, they say, don't worry, we'll do chalipin. I'll give you the para, and we'll exchange, and you'll owe me, the poskim discuss, how's this different than a halva, but you'll owe me money. In such a case, that's not the normal way to do it. Generally, it's cash on site. And therefore, that's considered the case in which money is not being given at the moment is a milsa de lo shchicha. Instead, what they're doing is a form of chalipin. And there, it's a milsa de lo shchicha, and we don't make the gzeira that the fellow is going to be a crook, a ganif, and we don't make the gzeira with the chshash of shemri yomru nisrafu chitecha ba'aliyah. Says the Gemara, Ula Reish Lakish Dam Meshicha Mefureshes Min HaTorah. Now let's just analyze Shitas Reish Lakish. We mentioned Shitas Reish Lakish is that you're not kona with kesef, most einum konos, but rather you're only kona Meshicha. The Gemara in Bechoras on Yud Gimel spells out, by the way, this is directly connected to Mechiras Chametz, because what type of kinyanim work with a guy is discussed in that Gemara as well. And according to Reish Lakish, who says that works for a Jew is Mashicha. Incidentally, according to Reish Lakish, with a guy, Kesef works, Mashicha doesn't. According to the opinion of Reish Lakish, who says that Mashicha is Mufureshes Min HaTorah, that what you do is Kenyan Mashicha to be called Min HaTorah. Hanicha Yisav al Kerav Sheishes. So now, how is he going to read the Mishnah? If he learns like Kerav Sheishes, the Amar Peros Avdi Chalipin Metaritz Kerav Sheishes, he's going to be able to read our Mishnah like Rav Sheishes. And therefore, the Mishnah is coming to tell us that even though Mashicha is Mefurish B'Torah, and Mo's don't work, our Mishnah is talking about when you're using Kenyan Peros of Chalipin. Mo's cannot be Kona. However, Peros can. So if he learns like Rosh Hashanah, Peros Avdi Chalipin, that's how he'll read the Mishnah, like we mentioned above, that he exchanged animal meat for an animal. So if he holds like Rav Nachman, and that tells us two things. Number one, he holds that Peros can't work for Chalipin. And number two is he also holds that Matbeya is not Kona, because Reish Lakish holds that Mos are not Konos. B'may Mukila. How is he going to learn? Al Karcha. So therefore the Marin Kedushin Chav Chesem Beis makes an important Shas conclusion. Kirev Sheishes Svirle. The Gemara has now proven that the only way Reish Lakish could learn Shas, we're not learning Kedushin, we're learning Shas. And the only way that the Gemara says, if you put all the Shas together, the only way Reish Lakish could learn Shas is to say that Reish Lakish will follow the opinion of Rav Sheishes. Why? Because Reish Lakish cannot learn Kedushin, Chav Ches Amid Aleph, the Mishnah over there, as a case of Matbeah, because he holds Mos are not Konos. If he holds that Peros are not Avdi Chalipin, then he has no way of reading the Mishnah on Chav Ches and Kedushin. Must be that he reads the Mishnah like Rav Sheshes. And therefore we conclude that Rish Lakish and Rav Sheshes are good friends. Both of them, particularly Rish Lakish, will have to agree. Rav Sheshes has now found a Chaver Tov in Rish Lakish. And that is that just like Rish Lakish holds Mos Enun Konos Minat Torah, he will also have to be in agreement with Rav Sheshes, and that way Rav Sheshes has now found a good ally. He will also be of the opinion that Peros are Avdi Chalipin. And then our Mishnah is teaching us the Chiddush of Chalipin with Peros. We're going to stop today's daf over here. Tomorrow's sugya begins with the next Mishnah, 7 lines from the bottom. Just to review, Be'ezer Hashem, to today's daf, we discussed Gilgul Shua on the bottom of Zayin Amud Beis. We discussed that Gilgul Shua is a chidush when it comes to Sota, because the Gilgul of a Sota, one could have thought, is a Safek until Rav Shimon Bar Yochai comes along and says that there's a Din Vadai. And so we learn out that just like when it comes to the Din Vadai of Sota, so then you're Megalgal onto a Safek, so too in every case in which there is the opportunity for an individual who has a Vadai Shvua, we're Megalgal a Safek Shvua as well onto that individual. We will not be Megalgal Shvua in a case of where you make an allegation that you're not allowed to make, like the guy's a Rasha. However, we will make Gilgul Shvua in cases in which you allege that that individual was sold to you as an Eved. And then we went on to the sugya of Chalipin, different explanations of our Mishnah. Kol Anasa Damim Ba'acher is a Nasa Damim referring to Peros, and that will be the Manomer Peros Avdi Chalipin, which ultimately is, as well as we concluded today's daf, the opinion of Rish Lakish. Or Kol Anasa Damim Ba'acher is talking about Mos, and that will work within the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan, who holds Mos Konos Minat Torah, as Rabbi Yochanan, the good friend of Reish Lakish and brother-in-law of Reish Lakish, strongly disagreed with him. The beauty of Torah, Melchamta Shel Torah, two friends who constantly inspired each other, disagreed in many places of Shas, of how to read many Mishnayos, going from Bava Metzia to Bechairis to Kedushin Chavches, of whether Mos Koinos Minat Torah. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Chavches in Meseches Kedushin.